Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. In this half hour, I will be speaking with Judith Marois Jones. She is the communication agent for the Mempramagog Food Bank. I will also have some health news and some music. We will start off the second part of the show today with a song called We Are the World, and it's done by Lionel Richie and Stevie Wonder. And we will hear the interview with Judith Marois Jones right after the song, so please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, and this is The Townships at 12 with me, your host, Maureen.
We are the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start giving.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really proud to welcome Judith Marois-Jones to the Townships at 12. Now, Judith is the communication agent for the Mempramagog Food Bank. So welcome, Judith.
Thank you.
Could you start by telling us a bit about the Mempramagog Food Bank and its services it currently provides to the community?
Of course. We have actually been around for almost 35 years now, and we actually serve each of the 17 municipalities of the MRC. So people often think we're only in Magog, but that is not the case. So there are different services. We offer food surpluses each morning. People can show up and at our Magog office and without questions asked, pick up a few supplies. We also have our social grocery store that is available by appointment. So people in need from the region can make a book an appointment for a month visit. We do cater to families also with children. We have a program for children between 0 to 5 years old. Provide them with an additional food basket per month, which gives them, you know, essential items like milk, eggs, fruits and vegetables, and even diapers. And aside from that, we also have a snack program for children looking in school. And finally, we also have some ties with the community organizations also. So we do provide them with food for different projects that they have.
Okay, sounds like it's really well thought out. Now, hunger and food insecurity are real concerns in the Mempramagog MRC. Can you give us a sense of the need you're seeing right now?
Of course. Yeah, last year we've actually counted that we've provided the equivalent of more than 400,000 meals in the community. And unfortunately, that is actually an increase. We saw a 21% increase in those food requests. So this is really an alarming trend that we've noted. And unfortunately, that is set to continue this year also.
Now, you're launching your first major fundraising campaign. It's called Let's Feed Our People. What inspired this initiative?
That actually stems from noticing the increase in demand. We wanted to find a solution that was going to be sustainable for to meet the needs of our community. And by noticing this trend, we've decided that we really had to adapt and be able to increase our capacity and be able to address that need. So we've decided that we would be expanding our own grocery store. So by doing so, we needed to reach out to the community to get some additional help to fund this initiative. So we've noticed that our food banks, the building currently in its current state, really had reached its full capacity. So we wanted to renovate it from the inside to just recover some additional space and make it available for, to double the size of our grocery store. So by doing that, we'll be able to serve more people and obviously receive more and collect more food and deliver it back to the community.
Mm-hmm. Now, your goal is to raise $730,000. So some of this will be used to renovate the building and make it bigger. Anything else it will be used for?
Yes. Well, during those renovation, we will be expanding the grocery store in itself. We will also be optimizing how we are storing food right now. So we do require some funds to make that space more easier to use to store additional food. We are planning to be able to collect 30,000 kilograms of additional food per year. So that is a lot of space that needs to be created and well thought of. So all of these funds will be specifically allocated to those renovation costs. But what is great is that with this transformation, we'll really have a long-term positive impact on the community. We'll have just that space to collect more food and double the amount of households that we can actually help out year after year.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about the expansion of the social grocery store. How does this model differ from the traditional food bank?
Well, our concept of the social grocery store is unique and will remain the same as it has always been. We invite people in and they really experience the same way they would experience a grocery store with, their cart and go throughout the aisles and pick out whatever they wish to eat. Nothing is decided for them. We really wish to give and provide people with the dignity of, making their own choices and being happy with whatever they come out at the end of their visit. So that will remain the same, and we're very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. How widespread is food insecurity in the region?
It's something that we notice every day. It's important to keep in mind, though, that food insecurity really can hit anyone at any time. You don't know if you can have something unexpected, like a job layoff or an injury that could make it harder for you to make ends meet. So that is true for everyone. But what is concerning right now is that we're seeing in the past year a lot of families with, two parents with the jobs and income that is steady, but these people are also struggling too. Obviously, this impacts families with children. And right now, like our base of users, there's actually 37% of them that are children also. So we see that, this is ingrained, and we really want to address that and be able to meet their needs as well.
Any other particular groups or communities being hit the hardest?
Well, people with living alone, elderly people, really we see a vast array of people in our, there's not one particular set of people. It could be anyone, and we are welcoming them every day.
Okay. Now, what impact does hunger have, not just physically, but mentally and socially on families in the MRC?
Oh, it impacts, people's mental health. It can be tied to depression and stress and anxiety, and not be able to, meet your basic needs, and sometimes even shelter can isolate you socially, create stigma and shame. What is also concerning is that for children, it could be very devastating in terms of academic achievement. With, not eating, you can have difficulty concentrating and having low energy in school. So that impacts the future as well as those children, who will then not have the same chances in life. And socially, some research ties it to the food insecurity can be tied to the delayed development in young children. So that is all why we've packaged some programs to meet those nutritional needs for children, and that we're very now happy to see that it's helping out a lot of kids and giving them a chance in life.
Now, how can people contribute to the Let's Feed Our People campaign?
Well, there are many ways. We actually, on our website, we've put up the campaign. So we invite companies, but also members of the community to make donations. That is easily done online, or they can drop by our office. And we've just launched also a 50-50 raffle fundraiser. So people can purchase a ticket for as low as $10, and they can have a chance to win half of the jackpot. So that is running through till June 3rd. All the details can be found on our website and on our Facebook page.
Okay. Now the website address is?
It's banquealimentaire.ca.
Okay, that's good. And you're on Facebook too, you mentioned. Okay.
Yes, of course.
Any other ways to get involved? Are you looking for volunteers or people to donate food, anything like that?
Yes, we are always looking for volunteers. We're lucky to have a great bunch of volunteers that are with us and loyal. But during, especially with the upcoming summer months, it's always a period of where we do need some help, either to collect food and to or different with our different suppliers, or to help out to redistribute our food. Also, we do accept food donations all year long. And we also encourage people to organize their own food drives in the community. We're lucky enough to have those initiatives naturally occur, and some people reach out to us because they are interested in doing so. So we do help out to make sure that you have all the tools to do so. So yes, please, I encourage you to do and participate.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. The community coming together. Any local businesses or partners involved in supporting the campaign?
Yes, we're lucky enough to have received some support from the Food Banks of Quebec with a financial assistance program that is funded by the MAPAC. And we can count already on Caisse des Jardins de la Saint-Magog and the Men's Saint-Magog Hospital Foundation too. So if other businesses are interested in supporting us, you can reach out to us and we will be glad to find a way to partner and make sure this campaign a success.
Okay, that sounds really good. What's your vision for the future of the food bank and the expanded social grocery?
We really envision to continue to build really strong ties with the community, and that starts with the food suppliers and the partners we have locally who provide the extra food, and also we have to talk about us being able to prevent food waste as well when we collect those food items. So we want to pursue that and increase the amount of food that we're able to collect and redistribute. We also have a really strong and dedicated team that really wish to expand the ways that we transform food, even in our kitchen facilities. So that is something that we will be working on in the future, and trying to find different innovative ways to get that food to the community.
Okay.
So it's just the beginning for us.
Oh, that's great. Good to hear. If this campaign is successful, how will it change the way you're able to support families in need?
Basically, it's for us, growing the size of the grocery store will allow us to double the number of households that we can help. So it's just pure math for us. So from 2 to 4 households every 20 minutes that we can serve. So per day, that's like 64 households that we can have visit the grocery store. So in a year, I mean, it's just exponential for us. So that is a really a long-term solution for our community.
Now, again, where can people go to learn more or make a donation?
Yes, people can actually visit our website. So banquealimentaire.ca. All the information is there. We're also on Facebook. You can find us there.
Okay. Anything that we left out, Judith, that you'd like to add?
I would just like to say, there's really no taboo in asking for food aid. If something unexpected happens, please do reach out. We can always find a way to help out for urgent matters. So it's just a matter of, being able to connect the right people to the right solution. So if you know someone who needs help, do reach out.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Judith Marois-Jones. She's the communication agent for the Mempra Magog Food Bank. Thanks very much, and all the best on your projects. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12, and today we're going to talk about the impact of food insecurity on children. Children facing food insecurity are at a higher risk of poor health outcomes. They may experience stunted growth, weakened immune systems, anemia, and a higher likelihood of developing chronic conditions like asthma and obesity. Inadequate nutrition during key developmental stages can also impair brain development, affecting cognitive performance and school readiness. Emotionally, food insecure children often experience stress, anxiety, and feelings of shame. They are more likely to suffer from depression and exhibit behavioral issues such as aggression, hyperactivity, and trouble concentrating in school. These challenges can lead to lower academic achievement and long-term mental health struggles. Food insecurity doesn't just mean hunger, it deeply affects a child's body, mind, and future potential. Addressing this issue is essential for supporting healthy childhood development and breaking the cycle of poverty. And that is our health news here today on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my two guests on the show today, Marianne Dandurin, the Liberal Party candidate for the Compton-Stanstead region in the first half hour today, and Judith Marois-Jones, the communication agent for the Mempra Magog Food Bank in the second half hour of today's show. Thanks for listening, everybody. And I will be taking some time off for Easter, but I will be back at the end of next week with another edition of the Townships at 12. Have a great and safe Easter, everybody, and we will close today's show with a song by the Beatles, and the song is called Strawberry Fields Forever.
let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field. Strawberry feels forever.